to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. This is Jimmy Lakey, and I'm delighted that you are joining us for this half hour. You can reach Call to Freedom at Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or by going to the website at www.freedomstreet.org. If you want to leave a message or order a Word-powered daily reading Bible guide or a Freedom Street Express newsletter, you can call us toll-free at 1-877-917-7256 and leave your name and address, including your zip code. If you want to talk to Barbara right now, she is expecting your call. You may call that same toll-free number, 1-877-917-7256, to speak to her. And now, let's join Barbara in the studio.
Ah, thank you, Jimmy Lakey. I miss you. I think I'm going to have to look him up one of these days. Oh, welcome to Call to Freedom. As we follow in God's ways, we find joy on each path. So eat the fat, drink the sweet, share with others. Sharing with others, folks, is so beautiful, especially when you go together and you have a meal together. And it says, and do not grieve, the joy of the Lord is your strength, from Nehemiah 8:10. I want to talk about the fellowship we have with friends around the table. And that's why I love going to brunch during the months, the second Saturday of every month. I think it's April, is it 11th, is the next second Saturday in April. And we will be having brunch, the Lord willing. But I love doing that because we get together and there's always some joy, especially if you have people like Ken around the table with us. And we're always chuckling or laughing. He's the guy that gave us the squirrel story, if any of you remember the squirrel story. And it's just a joy to have friends around enjoying the food and enjoying each other more. I go to restaurants and I watch people, because I grew up on a farm. And so when we went to town and the folks left us in the car, we watched people. I was a people watcher. And I notice people just come to the restaurant to eat. There are some who just come to the restaurant to eat. There are others who are enjoying each other and talking, and you love that, all the talking that's going on in the restaurant. Well, I love that. I love that kind of camaraderie. It's so important that you have that kind of camaraderie with your friends. So I pray that you will have some, have some finances and resources in your life so you can invite a friend to a restaurant. I know I just had a friend invite me yesterday. We had so much fun. And just talking for a couple hours. I remember when Darren and I used to invite people to restaurants. Oh, my goodness. 2 or 3 hours later, we discovered that we were still at that table. We'd finished eating, but we were just enjoying that fellowship. So do that, friend. Invite someone over or invite someone to a restaurant, even if it's McDonald's or if it's Wendy's. Oh my goodness, just do that. No pride. Just enjoy the generosity and the fellowship. You are blessed to dispense, for in him you live and move and have your being. And the memory verse for this week is John 6:63. Kimberly's going to talk about life. It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words I have spoken to you are spirit, and they are life. And the living says the same thing. The very words I have spoken to you are spirit and life. And Jesus went on to say, but some of you don't believe me. And there are some around you, folks, who are listening that don't believe you. You just give them over to the Lord. Say, Lord, you take care of them. Holy Spirit, you reach their hearts. You open their eyes, and they're going to see that you are life. There's an old song by Keith Green. He's with the Lord today. But how I love you, you are the one. You are the one. How I love you, you are the one for me. I was so lost, but you gave me life, because you are the life. He is the way, the truth, and the life. And I'm so grateful for that. And thank you, Kimberly, for joining me today. I love you being in this with me.
Oh, I love being in this with you. Thank you. Yeah, yesterday I was listening, and the day before, how you were talking about John chapter 8. And yesterday you had that song from when we were little girls, when Dana and I were very small.
Yes.
Why complain? And wow, that just brought back a lot of memories. And your memory verse, John 6:61, I looked that up in the Passion Translation. I don't know if you've read it from that translation yet, but I'm going to read it from there. It says, without anyone telling him, Jesus knew they were outraged and asked them, are you offended over my teaching?
Mm-hmm.
So we have, for the past couple of weeks, been talking about questions that Jesus asked when he was here, when he was living here.
Yes.
I have been really, in my Bible time, my devotion time, I have been letting his questions stand out to me. I've been applying them very personally to my days.
Oh,
and
yes.
I would encourage all of you to take this journey with me, because this has brought so much peace and breakthrough and victory and joy, so much joy. And I want that for you too. I want that for you listening.
Mm-hmm.
So that memory verse is really asking that question. Do your situations cause you to stumble and take offense? And when Jesus is teaching us to handle it a certain way,
yes.
Like turn the other cheek.
Yeah.
Like when someone sues you for your shirt, give him your coat too. Does this cause you to stumble and take offense? Are you offended by this?
Wow, that's a hard one, Kimberly. It really is, especially when they drag you through the social media or through the papers or through whatever, and they're giving a lie about you. What do you do? Whoa, it's really...
You get offended.
Yeah, absolutely. Touching,
You get offended, but this is Jesus asking, are you being caused to take offense?
Mm-hmm.
Because what he's doing is he's wanting to make it obvious to us that offense gets in there super easy, really quick.
Mm-hmm.
It's a natural human response.
Yes.
That does not accomplish what God's grace can accomplish.
That's right.
Offense will never accomplish peace. If we respond to offense, see, and that's the thing, offense is going to come. We are going to feel it because we're human.
Mm-hmm.
But when we react to it in frustration, when we react to it in anger, when we react wanting to take control and manipulate that situation or people, then it doesn't bring the true peace.
No.
Now, we might be able to actually control it and manipulate it and get a certain outcome. But it's not a real lasting peace.
That's right.
And we are here on Call to Freedom to tell you that there is freedom from the bondage of sin and depression and frustration.
Yes.
There is freedom.
Yes.
There is a peace and a joy that is so real, and we want you to find it.
That's
what we want for you.
That's right. You know, Jesus could have gone to the cross, Kimberly, kicking and screaming. He was innocent. And it was put on him, but he's the Prince of Peace. He was showing us how to go even to death, knowing that God was going to let you go to his throne room. Oh, it's just, yeah.
And resurrect.
And
restore.
And restore.
And redeem.
That's right.
That's the God we serve.
Yes.
We do not have to be rattled. Okay, so I read it in the Message translation too. I'm still on John 6:61, which is your memory verse for the week. And I loved it in the Message translation. Did you print it out in that translation at all?
Yes, and I did it yesterday, but what I have as the memory verse is 6:63. Is the memory verse. Yes.
I
know you introduced it with, does this cause you to stumble and take offense? Because he was talking to basically a mixed audience of scoffers and skeptics, and he just wanted to know their feelings. Yes.
Did I offend you by getting your memory verse wrong?
Oh, no. No.
I
just didn't want the listeners to say, okay, now Barbara said 663 and Kimberly, but you had a preamble to 663. And I appreciate that, because Jesus is talking to a mixed crowd here.
Yeah.
He is. So
Well, okay, so I'm just going to go on with John 6:61.
Okay.
In the Message, Jesus sensed that his disciples and other people were having a hard time with what he was teaching.
Yes.
And Jesus asked, "Does this rattle you completely?"
Yeah.
"What would happen if you saw the Son of Man ascending to where he came from?" You know, what would happen right now, today, in your challenging situation that you are facing in your life? We've all got them. So everyone listening right now has a challenge.
Yes.
What would happen if you saw Jesus coming on the clouds right now? Would you hold on to your feelings about that challenging situation? Or could you let them go?
Yeah.
I think that's what our Lord is wanting us to see, is that how important it is to let these things go, because we are made in his image. He let those offenses go. He did not continue to, he didn't walk in offense.
No, he didn't.
And he's trying to teach us how not to walk in offense.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
He goes on in that verse in the Message translation to say that sheer muscle and willpower don't make anything happen. It's the spirit. The spirit makes life. And every word I have spoken to you is a spirit word. And so it is life making. But
right.
Some of you are resisting and refusing to have any part in this.
I remember when I threw things. When I got so angry, I was throwing things.
Yeah.
I didn't care.
I've done that.
Yeah. And then I think, what good did that do? I have to clean up the mess after throwing that.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Those are not our proud moments, are
they? No, they are not.
Well, you know, Jesus asked these questions 2,000 years ago, and they are still full of life and helpful hints for our lives today. If we will press into these questions and apply them to our everyday situations, we will find true life and true peace. And I am telling you that I am experiencing real breakthrough in my life daily by trusting that God can and does cover every one of my challenging situations with his grace and his love. And these are not intangible qualities that I'm talking about just to fill some airspace right now. His grace and his love are powerfully real. They are more real than our ideas for solutions in this realm, in this life. So today, the question is, are you offended by this? Now, you have to fill in the blank of this. Are you offended by your coworker? By your son or daughter.
Or husband or wife, yes.
Or parent, or yes. Or brother or sister.
Oh, yeah.
Because relationships will offend. And you fill in the blank. Are you offended by... You can think of whatever that might be. If you want breakthrough in an area or with a person that keeps irritating you, this is when we ask our Lord to help us not to react with offense. Jesus asked this question, are you offended by this? He asked it as an alert. He wants to alert us on how damaging offense is and how it does not lead us to a solution when we respond in anger or frustration or control or complaining. You were playing that little song yesterday, Why Complain? And yeah, we don't want complaining to take over. So I'm just going to give an example from my own life. And I want to be really careful how this unfolds and how I report this, because Matthew's involved in this. And Matthew, my husband, he is nothing less than a miracle blessing to me, to our children, to many, many others. And I honor him.
Yes, to me. Yes.
Yes, to you.
Yes.
Yes. And I just honor him and respect him. I love him. So I want to be super careful in how I report this. Yeah, because it has everything to do with our filing system. And he owns a business. And so we've got a business filing system, and then we've got the personal filing system. And I do not understand the way that he files. And I'm a very, very logical person. I'm logical. I'm analytical. I'm organized. I organize by alphabetizing.
Yes, you
I
do.
Organize by yep. color. Yep. I color code things.
Yes, you know? You do.
So, you know, a whole drawer might have a certain color and a certain theme, like this drawer is medical or this drawer, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I keep it real. I don't understand his filing system. I've never been able to get it. And in the past, I've thought, oh, I'm helping. I'm going to overhaul this whole thing. You know, 20, 30 years ago, I thought I was helping and overhaul the whole thing, the whole system. And here, isn't this better? Don't you see where everything goes now?
They don't. They don't.
No, it doesn't. And so that doesn't make sense to him.
No, that's right. It doesn't. I mean, it's crazy. It's all screwed up. Yeah.
Yeah. So then one or the other of us has the opportunity to be offended, right? Mm-hmm. Because if I'm overhauling his system, he could be really offended because now he can't find anything. And if he, you know, if he gets into my system and doesn't understand, starts just stuffing everything everywhere, then my system's not working either. It's
That's
just not
right.
working.
Yes.
That can cause offense.
Yes.
And very often when we're offended, we complain. Now, I am not telling this story to complain in any way. I'm telling this because I want to give a real life example of how the Lord is bringing breakthrough by me choosing not to complain. I still have to go through these files. I still have to find what we need to report, you know, our tax, mm-hmm. our tax information. And it gets very confusing. And sometimes I'm even in tears because I feel like I can't find what I need to find.
Yeah.
So, you know, when that happens, often we're triggered, you know, if somebody's triggered to tears or triggered to anger, triggered to frustration, then it might go to wanting to control it. Okay, I'm taking over. Mm-hmm. I'm taking yes. over this filing cabinet, or I'm taking over, you know, whatever it is. But when we react that way and respond that way, we shut the doors on the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. And this is who we were made for. We were made for the Holy Spirit of God. That's we were made for the Creator of the universe.
Yes.
We were made to lean into His ways and find His grace and His love are very real.
Yes.
And so I've been asking for more grace. I've been asking for more love. Mm-hmm. I have not been choosing complaint or frustration or control. But I've been choosing to say, God, you're bigger than this. Mm-hmm. This business is a gift from you. This home mm-hmm. and our life, our marriage, our family, it's all a gift
That's
from
right.
you.
Yes.
You know how it's running, and you know how to keep us in unity, in harmony, blessing one another, and acting like a true body of Christ.
That's
instead
right.
of acting like we're just fighting and in chaos all
yes.
the time.
I remember when Darren had, he was, see what I would call unorganized, and papers all over his desk. And I would come in to like you said, organize mm-hmm. them mm-hmm. a little. Don't mm-hmm. you touch them. I know exactly where everything is. So mm-hmm. I took the opportunity to get some bookends and pile big, huge books in front on the corner of the desk so that people wouldn't see the pile. and that was okay with him.
Yeah. I never asked why yeah. you'd put those
yeah.
there.
And so I just stuck off. Aren't these good? Darren, I've got your mom's book that she gave you about the birds of America, and I've got all these.
Dictionary,
the Strong's, absolutely
right.
big, huge books, and so that was
Vines,
okay with him.
Expository, that's right.
That's right.
Okay,
and
I've
just
seen
like,
them all.
I know. And when you come into my home, you'll see that desk, and all the books are still there. And I told him that. Okay, you do your thing, and then he'd put his pants at the end of the day on the door of his, of the bathroom, hanging there. And I said, Darren, there are places for your pants. He says, I know exactly where they are. I'm going to keep them there. So don't you touch them. So I learned over all the years not to touch Darren Carmack's things. And so sometimes we do have to submit to the will and the way of another human being that we love, Kimberly. And I'm glad you said you love Matthew, because that is the key. That's the key.
Yeah. And do you know why that's the key? It's the key because that is, we're made in the image of God.
Yes.
And that is what God does with us. He submits to the way that we want to do life. Mm-hmm. He stays with us all the time.
All the time.
Even when we're making really poor decisions in this life, mm-hmm. He's still with us. Mm-hmm. He submits all the time. I'm so ready for us as human beings to turn around and say, I'm done holding the reins. I'm done trying mm-hmm. to control it. I mm-hmm. want to submit to you.
Yes.
I want to submit to you, Lord. And, you know, sometimes the best way to practice that is to practice submitting, surrendering, and honoring someone else's way of doing life.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. It's hard. And in some situations, maybe it's not even the best decision to make, because I know there are some real abusive situations too. But we need to more and more lean on the Holy Spirit to guide us and direct us mm-hmm. and help us with these decisions. Help us learn to go with the flow instead of against it all the time.
Yes, that's right.
Someone said to me in this passing week that no one hears you when you complain.
It's true.
It was just a statement that they were making regarding so many complaints that they hear and how those complaints are not accomplishing anything. When you get into a complaining with those offenses that you have, if you're irritated and offended, and if you get into a pattern of complaining, those complaints are not helping. I looked up a few of these quotes about complaining, and Lou Holtz said something really great. He said, never tell your problems and complaints to anyone. 20% don't care, and the other 80% are glad you have them.
That's so good. Yeah. He was the coach of Notre Dame in South Bend, Indiana. And I love that. I really do. I think that is so good. It's like today I was listening to Wayne Mark Mullins. He's the guy from Oklahoma, Kimberly, that is now head of he will be confirmed to the head of the HHS. And he was talking to Rand Paul, and he says, why don't you agree a little bit? Or change parties, but agree with us. You never agree with us. And it's like some members of Congress are just out and out to be complaining and coming against others. Mm-hmm. And it's so sad. It's got us into this partisan country that we live in. The complaining, it's not good.
Well, and complaining never brings anyone to a place of joy mm-hmm. or to a place of peace,
That's
ever.
That's right. That's right.
This was Dennis Prager said that complaining not only ruins everybody else's day, it ruins the complainer's day too.
Yes.
The more we complain, the more unhappy we get.
Oh, that is so good. What a gem.
Yeah. Well, and that's, we want to remember this about complaining. It's so easy to fall into complaining and want to share with people what your hardships are. But I've been finding that if I really only share those with the Lord, then he lifts that. He lifts the feeling of a burden of whatever you're going through being a burden. He lifts that off of me. His grace and his love are so real that he does a miracle in me. And I am believing that that's going to be a domino effect in my circle of people and community, that more and more people will understand how to give over the offenses and choose not to complain, but to spread peace and joy by leaning into the Lord and saying, you know what? I want to do this your way, God. Yes. I want to surrender and submit to whatever this is. Find a way to go with the flow. I mean, you were just talking about this partisan country, and really we have been at each other's throats for how many years now? Since the beginning, left and right, right and left and right.
Yes.
But that's, it's just not going to accomplish anything until we start listening to one another. Mm-hmm. And yeah, stop fighting it. Stop complaining and come alongside and let's find ways to agree. Let's find some common ground. Word of God encourages us over and over to have thankful hearts, to be full of gratitude. Consider it joy when you are in the middle of trials and temptations. That's from James 1. And Philippians 4 tells us to not get anxious and stressed out, but in everything with thankfulness, make your requests known to God. So if we take this literally and practice it in our everyday life, I believe we will start seeing breakthroughs left and right and over every day. Breakthrough, breakthrough, breakthrough.
Yes. Oh, it's beautiful. Yes, Kimberly. And I find that people that complain, they're not getting their bills paid. They're not getting things done in this life, that God wants them to be successful. He wants them to be a blessing and to be blessed in the procedure. So we're going to talk more about that tomorrow. I hope you'll be able to make it. You're coming to Colorado, so we're going to kind of be on the cusp of whether you can do it or not. But I'm praying that you'll be on the radio tomorrow again with us.
Thank you. Yes, I'll be on the road, but I will let you know if I'm able to stop somewhere and get some good Wi-Fi and connect with you. I love connecting with you.
Oh, thank you, sweetheart. I love being with you. God bless you and keep you, all of you listening. And take this to heart. Let's be people of joy. And I want you to know, take joy.
Thank you for listening to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. You may get in touch with Barbara at Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. Or you may leave your message at 1-877-917-7256. Call to Freedom is a listener-supported radio ministry. Barbara and her power partners invite you to come on board with us and become a network of hands holding up Call to Freedom ministry. Power partners support Call to Freedom with prayer and monthly financial support. You will be blessed supernaturally. We invite you to visit Call to Freedom's website, www.freedomstreet.org, where you can hear Barbara's daily radio broadcast 24 hours a day or order materials. You may share your praise reports and heart cries by mailing them to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or you may email us at barbaracarmack@freedomstreet.org. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, Barbara loves you, and take joy.